Leaders from across the Americas ended their summit in Argentina tonight with no consensus on the free trade accord President Bush was seeking. They declared that some countries favor a hemisphere-wide free trade zone, while others believe conditions are not ripe. NPR's Julie McCarthy is in Mar del Plata and joins me now. Julie, exactly what did this summit produce?
Well, the summit produced, in the words of the Argentine foreign minister, an agreement to disagree. And therefore, it didn't produce, as you say, this consensus that the Bush administration was pushing for on a U.S.-inspired idea for a hemispheric free trade zone. The communique delineates two separate groups, those countries that say and see no obstacles with keeping alive trade negotiations and want to set a date for the start of detailed talks, and those, on the other hand, who say the conditions don't exist for them to embrace a free trade zone that would stretch from Canada to Chile. Now, the Argentines were also very forceful in insisting that, you know, this whole free trade question, they said, was a sexy media-driven issue, and that while there were divisions on that, there was unanimity among the 34 leaders about the need to reduce poverty and to create jobs.
But some of the summit leaders favor the U.S. proposal for a free trade zone. How many?
Well, out of 34 countries, 29, including the United States, line up with the aim to set a date and get going on the creation of this huge free trade zone. And five say the time isn't ripe, as you said. That number doesn't sound substantial, but they include the economic powerhouse of South America. You know, Brazil was among the opponents, and joining them are Argentina, Paraguay, Uruguay, and, of course, Venezuela, whose president, Hugo Chavez, has made a gospel out of staking out positions that are contrary to the United States.
Speaking of Chavez, even before the summit opened, there was a lot of attention on Venezuela and him. In the end, how much of the summit was about President Hugo Chavez?
Well, you know, he was expected to upstage the event from the outside. And at that huge rally on Friday in which he starred, he did. But I think inside the summit, it appears to have been a different story. You know, from the remarks of President Fox of Mexico, Chavez appeared to irritate more than persuade his fellow leaders of Latin America. You know, but his populist message certainly reaches the newspaper readers in this region, which gave him huge play.
NPR's Julie McCarthy in Mar del Plata, Argentina. Thank you very much, Julie.
Thank you.